Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission, the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance, and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is Wildflowers by Betsy Scholl, who is Maine's third Poet Laureate. She's published 8 books of poetry, most recently Otherwise Unseeable. She lives in Portland and teaches in the MFA program of Vermont College. She writes, "I lived in Big Stone Gap, Virginia for several years, in a valley among the Appalachian Mountains. There were wildflowers along the side of every road, and moving there from Boston, I was amazed. For a while, I kept a flower notebook listing all the names. I guess those wildflowers came to represent a different kind of value as opposed to the cultivated or hothouse world." Wildflowers by Betsy Scholl. Poem begins with an epigraph from the book Revelation. "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing." Consider the way they shudder in the aftermath of coal trucks, farm trucks, the fast red car. The way they sway in the backwind of passing's vacuum, the bending into the void, the small rustle of what's left in the wake, whatever is said on the edge of our leaving. Chicory, ironweed, aster, thistle, Joe Pye, poorest of the poor, the way they stand as if anonymous, knowing themselves to be the blur passers-by barely see, the way they disappear when winter storms in and then come crowding back in spring, the ground loving them the way it does not love the golf course with its sleek chemical green, coreopsis, milkweed, bittersweet, goldenrod, sumac, wild carrot, the way they bow to the passing waves that release their seeds, needing only a little wind to lift them across the field, a little rain, a small crack in the hard pan to grow, to possess the earth as Scripture says they will. Don't worry." That was Wildflowers by Betsy Scholl. All of the poems in the series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.